It's 27 minutes to 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Again, we meet so many wonderful people, Darren, that tell us about the lives in which they try to help other people's lives. The last 12 months is our birthday last week, and we look back and we reflect upon about 204 interviews we've had, and they have been amazing where they've knitted together and connected all of us to bring about a better community. And again, we have on the line Daniela Sammet, Community Relations Coordinator for Greater Western Sydney Cancer Council. And Danielle, thanks for joining us this morning. We're really excited to find out what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's all about the Stars of Western Sydney Dance for Cancer. Darren, you were involved with that before too.
Oh, you're giving away something there. Maybe I'll share a little bit later, but let's hear from Danielle first.
Well, okay, all right, we'll come back to that. Danielle, what a great concept, great initiative. Tell us what it's all about and what is the history of this event?
Yeah, so Stars of Western Sydney is a brand new event that we're trialling this year. And so Stars started back in 2011 in Coffs Harbour, actually, in a little town. And it was really successful. So we've decided to grow it now in regions all across New South Wales. And it's really about Cancer Council connecting with leaders in our community, such as CEOs, general managers, mayors, people in health, nurses, teachers. And
radio,
really,
Daniel, radio.
Radio, yes, radio. I forgot about that. That's important too. Really connecting with those people to be able to get Cancer Council awareness, cancer awareness and messaging out to the community. But it's also a fundraising event for Cancer Council. So we host a gala evening, which this time it will be in November, where these leaders in the community learn a dance routine. So it's like Dancing with the Stars. And so they're paired up with a dance teacher, learn a dance routine, and then on the evening they perform. And people obviously come along, buy a ticket, get a three-course meal and a drink on arrival, and it's a really, really good and fun evening. So this year, Stars of Western Sydney will encompass Blacktown to Parramatta and all those regions in between. It's that really local community style event.
Well, Darren and I love to help fundraising activities and so on. Darren, we can get behind this and promote and publicise and talk to some of the finalists and different things.
We sure can. Yeah. Indeed. We'll have them on and interview them and maybe, really get behind it to make sure that Stars of Western Sydney gets the notoriety and the following that it needs to support the cause of cancer research and cancer support.
And we're happy to get behind you on that, Daniel. So we're in, so lock us in and we'll see what we can do to help raise more funds to try and cure this terrible insidious disease. Can I tell you, how much have you raised over that period of time? Because it's a great concept and it's one that I think a lot of people would love to be with, particularly this year.
Yeah, thanks so much for your support, guys. I'm really excited. So we are trying to grow it in Greater Western Sydney. It's a new event, as I said, that we're starting. Sydney Southwest has one and we're now starting this one, so it's really new in our region. We think over the last 10 years now that it's been running in New South Wales, it's raised over $10 million, which is amazing. And we do think that this is going to grow. But in Parramatta alone, it raised about $70,000 or $80,000 in the 2 years that it's run. So we're hoping this year it might reach 100K. But obviously with COVID, we'll just have to see how we go. But, it is really exciting to see where we could go with it.
That's really good. And I will put my hat in the ring there that in 2019 I did participate in the Stars at Parramatta and really enjoyed it. And after the break we'll talk a bit more about that. It was really encouraging that mostly through my network and most were donating $10, $25, $50, but in that time I raised nearly $6,000. And so if you take that and you times it by, I don't know how many guests you're going to have, say a dozen as far as dancers, then you can see you pretty easily get towards up towards that $100,000 mark. Now, I wasn't a star fundraiser, so to say. I think the star fundraiser we had was about $25,000 and lots of
you're right, Darren.
Raffles and all those sorts of things. And so it's really good to see how the different activities that people can do, as well as the dancing, can help support Cancer Council.
Daniel, I've got to let you into a little secret, and to our many listeners who tune into our show on Wednesday mornings, I now am putting things together because I don't want too many people to know this, but Darren actually was dancing on his way coming in here and been dancing in the studio. So I don't know what he's really trying to say. He's just got such a sway and the way he moves in the studio. So I think you might have a pretty good person there that could join you, and it'd be fantastic. On a serious note, it's really fantastic what you guys do, because in a very novel way, you're able to raise money. Much needed funds, as we say, to try and get on top of this terrible disease. Every time you talk to family members, there's someone they know that has fallen victim to cancer of some shape or form.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's actually 1 in 2 Australians that will be diagnosed with some form of cancer by the age of 85, so it's pretty scary.
Can I ask you, Daniel, just before we go to a little break in a moment, and I'm going to have to try and tie Darren down too when we put the next song on, but just to ask you, where do you think you may be having it, or is that still up in the air as a secret?
Yeah, we haven't secured a venue yet, just because a lot of, you know, at the moment all the venues are closed.
Yes.
So it is a bit more difficult, but we're currently talking to them. Hopefully in that between the Blacktown area, but yeah, we're not really sure still at the moment.
In and around the Blacktown area?
Blacktown to Parramatta, yeah, that area somewhere.
Okay, well, we're happy to try and see where we can use our influence a little bit on Spotlight to try and open some doors for you as well. So
that would be amazing.
Well, we can put the virtual dance floor on in between now and then. So the virtual dance floor here at Spotlight at Alive 90.5 is as large as we need it.
That's true too. It's really good. And will you be dancing?
No, unfortunately, I won't be dancing. I'll probably be running around like a chook with no head on the evening, putting everyone in line.
Well, I'm used to that in life, so you know, we'll just go along with that. It's really delightful to have Danielle Zammit on the line talking to us about an amazing concept that's going to take place in November. Danielle is the Community Relations Coordinator for Greater West Sydney for the Council of New South Wales. It's a real delight. Let's go to a break. But I think, Darren, you want to...
Yeah, just before, I'm going to introduce this quickly. So in 2019, I did dance the tango, and I did dance to this song that's coming up, The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. It's 14 minutes to 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Danielle Zammit, the Community Relations Coordinator for the Greater West Sydney Council, talking to us about a great event that'll take place, hopefully, in November of this year, and it's dancing, and it's all about the Stars of Western Sydney, Dance for Cancer. Danielle, tell us, how long do people put into... Once they've decided to become a dancer and raise funds, how much time do they need with their dance teacher to get themselves ready for that finale, for that final night?
Yeah, so as Darren would know, it is a bit of a commitment, Jim. So stars obviously get involved to promote themselves, promote their mission or their business or whatever it is in the community that they're all about. And so they get in, it is pretty heavy commitment. They have to fundraise for us beforehand, and there's an 8 to 10 week block before the event where they do about 1 to 2 dance rehearsals a week, depending on you know, how good a performance they want to give on the night and how quickly they pick it up.
Well, that's I like that's a good segue. Tell us about your experience, Darren.
I was thinking, so I danced the tango with Nicola Disley, who was from a Parramatta dance studio that had to close down, actually. So, and it was about 1 to 2 rehearsals a week. I think at the peak of it, I was doing about 3 in a week for a few weeks, and I came off a bike accident where I had my hip operated on. I have 3 screws in my left hip. So I was recovering from that, learning steps, putting up with 2 left feet and trying to manage it all. And there was a time when I thought, do I just throw this all in? And I went home one night really despondent and thinking, and then I thought, no, it's for cancer. It's for a cause. It's not about me. It's about the cause. Got behind my fundraising, did the best I could and had fun.
Well, I'm going to ask you this, Darren. Just take me back to that, just for a minute, Danielle. Take me back to that moment when your name, when you and your dance partner were called out. How did you feel? And were you very proud? Because it's an amazing experience what you did to raise money for cancer. How did you feel in that couple of minutes?
Well, I felt very proud but also anxious and nervous because my dance partner, I had to hold her in a way at the end. Basically, she was doing a death dive and I had to catch her. And if I didn't do that right, she was going to be on the floor.
Okay.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
And that's what's fantastic. And when you go back to what our previous wonderful, wonderful first call this morning, Gabrielle was talking about, have no fear, don't go to places of darkness, have a crack, have a go. And in the and during that, you're going to raise much-needed funds for this fantastic cause. Daniel, you must be so excited with getting this together.
I am so excited, Jim. I first part of the event that I've been a part of, so I'm really excited. But yeah, don't scare people off, Darren.
No, that's not to
it's
scare.
A lot of fun.
Not at all. But I suppose the corollary or the what I probably would really like to share there is with practice, you can do anything, and I did do it. Yes.
And that's what I was trying to link the first our first guest this morning. Here we've got a great cause. It's not going to go away. We need to find a cure. And these innovative and novel ways underpinned by people who have a go. Gabriella, like others of our 200 interviews, have had a go because without their determination and an Australian colloquial guts, without their determination, we would not be where we are today. And so on behalf of Spotlight, we absolutely salute you with all the things that you do, Danielle.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jim. And, yeah, that's exactly right. I've heard from many previous stars that they've said that it's such an experience that they'll take with them forever and they had so much fun in giving it all a go and learning the new skills and meeting all these other people that are connected to the cause as well. And the stars become quite close, I think. Darren, you can probably share a bit more, but I've heard it's a very, very good experience for our stars and our dance teachers. They obviously give back, are often connected to the cause as well, and they also get the opportunity to promote themselves.
Well, I'm reminded by a really wonderful quote that says, our minds and our body are like an elastic band. Once stretched, they never go back to their original shape. And this is what this
that's
is doing.
True. So true.
And I think to add to there, Danielle, is the social media age allowed me to actually share a lot of snippets of myself practicing, the song, those sorts of things. Couldn't give too much away during it, but it did allow me to actually engage my network to actually give to the cause, and it helped me to raise that sort of amount, which I've never raised before. So it was a win for cancer research and support. I stretched myself, like Jim says, and everyone had fun along the way.
Yeah, that's right. And you can probably perform for your friends and family at home now, Darren. Is that right?
No.
There's only so much we can stretch
but,
here.
But I did. I did go out and actually perform at the dance studios. I think it was a winter dance night on a Friday or Saturday night. I can't quite remember. My memory is a bit fading a couple of years ago. But that leads me to a point there. It's needs support of dance studios, dance companies to actually help provide the instructors, the dance partners, to take part in that. How are you going in reaching out to dance studios this year, and do you need some help with that?
Yeah, that's right. It is really integral to our event. Dance schools have been a bit more of a challenge at the moment. They're obviously probably all closed with COVID, but we are reaching out for some help with dance schools. So if anyone was interested in supporting us, it would be much appreciated, and they can contact me on my number 9354-2029 or message us on our Facebook page, Stars of Western Sydney.
Well, we'll put the link to Stars of Western Sydney on this podcast when we publish it and make sure people can get in contact with you as well. Now, are you still looking for dancers?
Yeah, so we're taking expressions of interest at the moment. for our stars. So we obviously need to have a chat with those potential leaders in the community, have a chat about the fundraising, have a chat about them getting involved, reasons why, all that kind of stuff. So we're currently taking expressions of interest for that, and then over the next few weeks we'll, you know, confirm those stars and get the ball rolling with our launch that happens in a few months' time.
That sounds fantastic. And for me, it's a bit of a memory journey because I was starting at Alive 90.5 just before I was dancing as well. So I was learning lots of new things at the time, learning how to dance, learning how to speak, learning how to talk. And now I think I've done a few of them okay. And with my hip, Jim's just pointing to his hip as well. But Jim, if you have a hip operation, does that mean you now dance?
Well, I'm not sure if you are hip, but, you know, that was an attempted humour, Daniel, but I didn't do very well on that. Look, on a serious note again, thank you for joining us this morning on Spotlight. It's a real pleasure to get people who really have a passion for helping our community. We've really enjoyed you and your organisation, and we will endeavour where we can to support you and to try and make the night fulfilling and to get close as we can to that $100,000.
Thank you so much, Jim and Darren.
Have a great day. You've been on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and we've been speaking with Danielle Summitt, the Community Relations Coordinator for Greater West Sydney Cancer Council, and we'll be back, and we're going to go to the news and be back after that.
Another hour.
Alive 90.5.